This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. It's nice and warm outside, so your excuses for not getting in shape are precious few this time of year. You can now track your fitness program with an array of gadgets, wearable technology that'll tell you in great detail how many calories you are burning, what your heart rate is. They can even give you a kick when you're falling short of your goals. CNET executive editor Molly Wood has tried just about all of them and joins us to talk about the trend of wearable tech. Hello, Molly.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you as always. So who is buying this stuff? Is this people who are very technically savvy and just want to bring that into their workout? Or is this people who are the kind of ultimate fitness people that want to be super precise and know exactly what they're getting out of their workouts?
It's a little bit of both. And I have a feeling that the biggest buyers are technically savvy people who are looking for motivation. So maybe not always a triathlete, but I think these are perfect for the person who is just starting a workout program, who's maybe training for their first, you know, big event, who's really trying to start out with this sort of quantification game.
What are the types of devices that are out there, and how do you know when something is right for you and isn't too expensive and can kind of give you the, you know, the results you'll need without making a big investment at first?
Well, the big question is what kind of data you want to collect. So the devices range from something like the Nike Fuel Band, which is basically a very fancy pedometer, and it doesn't track specific activity, but that device is very gamified, which is sort of a fancy way of saying it really encourages you. So if you're looking for motivation without very much data, the Nike Fuel Band is a good example of something that will work for you. Both the new Jawbone Up, though, and the Fitbit Flex, they collect a lot more information. So if you really want a holistic view of something that includes your diet, the food that you eat, the specific exercises that you do, the Fitbit Flex or the Jawbone Up are perfect for you.
That was CNET executive editor Molly Wood. She is a regular here, but getting that interview was irregular. The first time we tried to record her, we got interrupted loudly.
Oh, my God. Oh, we are having a fire alarm. We have to go outside. All right, sorry, bye.
Molly came back to the CNET studio after the alarm turned off. We finally did manage to record that interview with her about wearable tech. CNET assures us everyone is safe. It was a false alarm. I'm Mark Garrison, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.